When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American. Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo. It's Wednesday. Oh my goodness.
What is up, my fellow brethren?
It's the hump day.
Man, the Church of Pardon My American has commenced.
Yeah, man. Chris just jumps out of frame, fucking jumps in and out. No, dude, it's...
I thought he was being a friend and just farting off on yonder.
No, man.
Farting right by you.
That would be respectful. I mean? Me and Chris have both had the rumble guts this morning.
Yes, me too, dude. Yeah. Last night and this morning, like, it's just been fucking...
I had a hearty meal last night, and I was fine all night. It was good. And then this morning, I was just like, there it is, bro. There it is. And then I came in here, had to do my business, and then...
did you actually drop a dizzy?
Oh, yeah.
Drop a dizzy?
Yeah, man. I'm here really
early. You're dropping dizzies in this place?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Okay. They have, like, stalls and shit. I go in there, drop my thing, come out here. Chris shows up, and my gut's like... and then I'm like, sorry, dude. And then... What, 5 minutes later, his is like...
Mine goes... Burr.
I was like, oh, boy. It's going to be the battle shits going on here in the stalls pretty soon. But it's good, man. I mean, it sucks. I had a porterhouse steak last night, a fat porterhouse steak. We went out and had some dinner with the wife, no kids. And we had that and some cheesecake, a little rice peel off that comes with or whatever.
No kids, you said?
No kids, no. No, we didn't have the kids. It was nice.
Where did they go?
My wife's grandma's here, so she watched the kids for
Took
us.
Them out or something?
No, they're just at the house. We went out and had dinner.
Okay.
So it was nice, dude. I was actually impressed. We went to Longhorn, and I got to be honest with you, I had very low expectations. Because I look at, like, Longhorn, at least I did look at Longhorn.
Is that like a chain or something? Or what?
It is a chain. And it's been around. I mean, I've heard of it. Right.
Why would you have low expectations, though?
Because, you know, like... Here's the deal. When you look up on, like, Yelp or, like, Google, like, hey, you're looking for a restaurant.
Yeah.
You look up, like, steakhouse. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually found a steakhouse here. I don't know. It's maybe 5 miles from our house, dude. And I was like, oh, here's one. Let's check this out. And I looked at the menu, and I was like, oh, fuck. Ribeye's $130. Yeah. You know, it's expensive. It was a very high-end steakhouse.
Okay.
Me and my wife, when we were...
$130 is nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Why do I butt with that?
It looked delicious. But when we were in Washington, on our anniversary, we went up to Olympia, and we had this... I told you about it. We had this Wagyu steakhouse. It's the only certified Wagyu in Washington. And we paid... I mean, it was like $80-$90 a steak.
And Wagyu, I heard, is the shit, though.
Oh, it is fucking fantastic, bro. I mean, I think our whole meal was like... fuck $200 or some shit for me and her. It was delicious. So what I'm getting at is I think a steakhouse, I think a high end, I think a really nice meat. And then you look at like Outback Steakhouse and you're like you're like, okay, so you have a lot of steaks, but are they really that good? And they're fine.
Yeah.
Outback is a fine steakhouse. There's no
Well, you know why Outback's kind of weird? Because it's all kangaroo meat.
That could be it, man. That could be
it. That's not true. Yeah. Fake news.
Have a slab of kangaroo.
Maybe. What's more interesting fact that you may not have known is
that you get those onions that they bring out to you.
Oh, yeah, the blooms. They don't actually hunt the kangaroo. They box them to death. It's an interesting situation.
Yeah, it's a fight to the death scenario.
But
they,
no,
they
like,
actually let them kill each other, yeah. And then the one that dies, you just get to eat it.
Yeah, man. Outback is fine. Like, it's a fine steakhouse.
Of course, I'm kidding.
I know you are. It's a fine steakhouse. It's just, like, it's not, like, high-end. It's good steak, and that's what I thought Longhorn would be. That's where I went into Longhorn, like, okay, this is going to be a chain steakhouse. It's just, like, it's fine. It's whatever. And it was fucking good. Like, it was real good.
Right on, dude.
Like, yeah. Real good. And the place was really nice looking inside. It was very warm and comforting and got that bread and shit, and it was fucking good.
You got the warm fuzzies inside, yeah?
It was nice, man.
Dude, last night, I have a fucking story to tell.
Okay.
Oh. I'm not telling it until tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, and so you guys have to get on Patreon in order to hear it, but it is very interesting, very enticing, and you'll definitely want to hear it.
Can you give us a hint? You can't. You're not going to lure anybody by just saying, I have a story. We need a hint.
It involves drunk people. It involves fighting. It involves... Okay. Yeah, people puking. There's a lot of different scenarios. mixed bathrooms going on here. Yeah, it's
like I got to be real.
Things happened yesterday.
When it comes to you, like none of that sounds like something you would do. It sounds like something you wouldn't be a part of. You know what I mean? So that's weird to me.
That's why it's weird. Everybody, okay. Patreon, come check it out tomorrow.
I do want to say the other day I haven't got a chance to talk about it yet. But the other day I watched The Whale. Have you seen The Whale yet?
Oh, is that the Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. Like me and you actually watched it the same night.
Yeah, I rented it. Well, I was going to go buy it because that's my thing. Like, if it's a movie that I know I'm going to love and I want to support the movie, I will buy it.
How do you know you're going to love it?
I mean, I just listen. I feel like...
He doesn't know.
Buy it pre-buy, like, without any...
Yeah, but, it's not all the time, but, like, I'll usually, like... I'll splurge on it and get like 4K or something. You know what I'm saying?
Splurge.
I will. I'm just saying, like, I'll usually wait till it's on Netflix or I'll wait till it's on one of the...
Yeah.
That's how I normally am. But if it's like example, like the G.I. Joe movie came out months ago, maybe a year ago now at this point. And I was like, G.I. Joe's, bro. I love G.I. Joe's. And when it came out, I bought it. Because I'm like, it's G.I. Joe's.
This one you were like, I love Brendan Fraser. I love whales.
I knew it wasn't about whales.
But well, like kind of shaming movies, you know. Just
well,
like,
it wasn't fat shaming.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I knew that he is obviously great, and this is his comeback movie, and everybody's like talking about how amazing it is, and I'm sure it was. So I'm like, this is going to be a big movie. I just feel like it is, and that's why I wanted to. Now I couldn't find it anywhere. Nowhere. I went to Best Buy, Walmart, Target. They're like, oh, I mean, the North Store has it, and I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking North Store, dude. Like, you know, it just was out. Regardless, long story short, we rented it through whatever, Amazon Prime or wherever the hell it was. And, dude, it was fantastic, bro. It was fucking fantastic.
I watched it for free.
Oh, you downloaded
What's
it.
What's it about?
Well, yeah. The synopsis of it is basically like this guy loses a loved one. And because of that, he spirals into like a depression, which is why he is as big as he is.
He was always big.
And then he has like a last ditch effort to rekindle a relationship before he...
Well, we know it's his daughter. Like, that's in the trailer. He has a daughter who he's not... He hasn't been a part of her life. And he's... It goes by... It'll say like Sunday. And then it has then Monday, Tuesday... It's literally the last week of his life. That's what it is.
Movie's about the last week of his life.
Basically. Yeah. Like, he's morbidly obese.
At the end.
He's morbidly obese.
And then he's trying to make good on things.
That's what it is.
He has a bucket list.
Well, no.
No, not a bucket list.
No, I don't want to give too much away. But, I mean, the story's pretty obvious. It's not like it's some, like, crazy story. What makes it so good is, and I told my wife when we were watching it, like Brendan Fraser, there is something about the guy that, like, you really just like him. He is a good actor, and like when he was in the role that he was in with the whale, and he was in the suit, and you know, just the character that he played.
So that was actually a suit. He didn't gain all that weight for the role.
No, dude, he was fucking 600 pounds.
That suit that they made,
it was unreal,
ridiculously realistic.
It was unreal.
Yeah,
but no, I think for me it was just like I like him and I really liked his character. And there were some things I'm not going to give it away because I didn't know this and I'm not going to say it. But there were some things that I was just like, oh boy, here we go. You know, that kind of vibe, but it wasn't, it didn't turn out the way that I thought it would. But long story short, like, I do have people in my family that are very overweight. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was pretty, like, hard to watch, because regardless of how they got there, whether you say it's their personal choice that they did this themselves, or you make the argument that it's a disease and all this other stuff, the struggle that was happening was, like, something that I've seen to some extent before, and it is hard to watch. It's just like,
just Jesus, like with man. Depression and stuff?
Weight, you know, immobility, eating, just as far as, like, the I don't know, man, like the depression eating, just gourding yourself with food.
Did they actually, like, show him, like, slow, like, zoom in on his face? And he's eating like a plate of flute. Like,
yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's several instances of that. Yeah,
there's a couple scenes where he scarfs down like three musketeers in like a matter of a minute, 30 seconds. Just
yeah, and there's a scene that is actually, it kind of makes you feel a weird way. Like, he's like super, like the depression has hit like an all-time low.
Yeah.
And he's just gording himself.
Yeah, it's...
Like he's trying to...
Like, but you know what? There's certain sites out there where you can make quite a bit of money.
Oh,
you know, if you're a bigger dude, yeah, people will pay to watch you eat. You know what I'm
there
saying?
Are,
like,
there
they
are.
Like that
there
kind
are.
Of shit.
That's not what this was.
No, this.
I'm not saying that.
I know.
But, you know.
I'm saying this, that this movie at the end, I'll say this, it tore me the fuck up, bro. Like, I was actually crying, and my wife looked at, like, when it ended, because it just kind of ends like.
Yeah.
And so I was just like. I had tears, and my wife, she was like crying a little bit, and she looks at me, she's like, are you crying? I'm like, that was hard. That was a hard one to watch. The end was very emotional. And
I had a tear going down my face.
Yeah, it was really sad. And I will say that man did deserve actor of the year for that.
Oh, wait, no, okay. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
You're on it today. You're on it today.
Well, you know what? Never seen the movie, so I don't.
Yeah,
it deserves to die.
No, you should. I'll say this: it's worth watching, man. It is definitely worth watching. He put on an amazing performance. The whole movie was very, very well done, and it was. There's parts that I know people are, and you'll see it when you see it. There are parts where you're going to be like, "Oh, God damn it!" Like they, of course, but it actually pans out to be pretty understandable and decent. So, yeah, highly recommend it. I highly recommend it, dude.
Go watch it, Greg.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in the studio are like, I don't know if I'm going to watch that, man. I don't know if I can do that.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
I mean, there's a lot of those slow burn movies, which
it's not
I
slow.
Haven't even seen yet.
It's not that much of a slow burn.
Yeah, it's not like action packed.
I guess it's more just depressing, right? Like, you got to get in that depressing mode.
No. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's depressing because of his situation. But, like, he himself, like, you end up really liking him. It's not all depressing. It's just like, you're like, man, I really like this guy, and it sucks that he's in this situation. That's kind of the vibe you get from it. But it's not depressing. There are parts that are very depressing, though, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Dude.
I get you.
But
well,
it is good.
Not depressing is PardonMyAmerican.com.
Oh,
maybe.
Shit, man. Right? Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, we got some changes coming up here, right?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be working on that today after the show, so.
Yeah, just nothing really that's going to be significant to any listener. I mean, we're moving our brand back to Teespring. We felt like we were doing better on Teespring, and they've made changes that we don't find.
Well, dude, not only that, but Printful is just so hard to keep up with. Like, they always just come out and be like, hey, make changes to your stock because this is no longer available.
Yeah.
This is no longer
available. Oh, you can no longer design your shirt the way you've always designed your shirts. Yeah. So now you have to do something else.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to Teespring. It's not a change that you guys will notice, but we're going to revamp some stuff. We're going to get rid of
it'll have a storefront now.
Like we had before.
Like it'll kind of like what we had before. When you go to our website, it'll bring you to our different style storefront.
Yeah, so that's PardonMyAmerican.com, and that will be up shortly within the next couple days.
And your shirts will smell like vinegar again. That's one thing I love about Teespring.
It's got that fresh. Yeah.
Maybe. You know I don't know. We haven't used them in a while, so.
It's been a minute, dude. But no, that's that for sure. Patreon, obviously, Friday, we got the call-in show, guys. And as Greg said, he's got some... interesting topics he wants to talk about, and Thursdays and Fridays,
it's a fun story,
Patreon exclusive episodes,
yes,
right? So
live,
yeah, we go live. You guys can chat in there. It's a fun time. It's worth joining. $5 or $10, dude. You guys make the decision, but there's lots of options: brass tacks, strange sauna, call-in shows, Zoom parties, maybe random things here and there. You never know what's going to pop in. So Greg Strange Sauna, you're doing the body count. That's up on Patreon as well.
Yeah, and then the next one that's coming out is one with Patron Payton.
Yeah.
Patron Payton Lane. Yes, she came on the show again, and we discussed the Murdaugh murders. I guess the Murdaugh murders. You know what I mean?
The Murdaugh Murdaugh.
No, it's that's an interesting story. We haven't really even dived into that much as a show. Yeah. So that's going to be fun. Dude, and that's just another perk of Patreon is that, you know, you always have a chance to do the Strange Shauna stuff, dude, which is cool. If you have something interesting and you're willing to get on the show, like, there's a chance you can. So that's actually kind of a cool feature. And then also, guys, we do the Part of My Reaction stuff, which is the music reaction, non-political. That stuff is up on YouTube. You can find it at Part of My Reaction. We do two videos a day. It's a lot of fun, and we'd appreciate any support from that as well. That's just another avenue to grow. So we do have some articles, though. We do have some fun shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
So, like, the big thing, let's just get the freaking the elephant in the room out of the way, okay? I'm turning into a woman. Okay, that's happening this week. That's my big story.
Oh, so that's sense. Yeah. So you took hormones and then you were puking
and
all night.
You're puking,
got into a fight.
And you got drunk because you're like, "What the fuck am I doing?"
Yeah, and then you were like, "Listen, bitch, fuck it." Yeah. You know, I get it, dude.
There's only one way to make the hormone, and that's with hormones.
Okay,
you know
okay,
so
I'll get
that's what I'm gonna do.
I will say this: there's no way possible that you could be a woman because you have that man spread like no one's business. Like, there's no way you hide. Anything. You couldn't cross your legs.
Well, you know what? I think that the man spread is sexist, okay? I think women should do the man spread as much as they can, as much as they are willing to do. I mean,
that's actually a funny one because you could actually say it's sexist both ways. If you say, I want women to spread their legs, that is kind of sexist. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, yeah.
So it's a lose-lose on
and
that one.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, I guess where I was going with that is Trump's supposed to be arrested today.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. I mean, it's just like out in the ether. It's been kind of floated around. He was supposed to be arrested yesterday.
Hold on.
He's supposed to be indicted today.
Yeah, what do you actually think is going to happen? Because apparently he's going to be indicted, but does that mean actually arrested?
No, well, yes and no. It's just basically saying you are going to be in jail. Like, you're going to be arrested and put in
jail. So I have this tweet by
will they haul him away? Is that what's going
to
happen?
He'll have,
yes.
They're not going to. Like, that's already been established. The Secret Service already said that was not going to happen. Like, from my understanding, is he'll get a Zoom call, if it even happens. Mm-hmm. He would get a Zoom call in Florida saying you are officially indicted, blah, blah, blah. And then he would have to.
I don't know about that. I just listened to Bongino, and they said they denied the whole virtual conference.
Okay, well, maybe
so
that's the case.
The virtual.
That's
okay.
Fine. But regardless, the Secret Service came out and said that they will not extradite him to New York City. So
that is something also that Bongino said too, because it puts him in danger. And they're like, no, we can't do that.
No, so he's going to stay in Florida. If he did get indicted, he will be in Florida and then he'll be called in at a certain point like next week. And he needs to show up for that particular situation next week. But they're not going to perp walk him.
NYPD is preparing for it.
Yes, they are.
They got the 700 riot cops that are out there deploying the steel barricades. People are all up on Twitter talking about this crap, dude. So, like, this guy, Ed Krasenstein? Krasenstein? I don't know. He's saying that Donald Trump wants to be handcuffed. This is a bookmark tweet that I have.
He probably does.
Donald Trump wants to be handcuffed behind his back and do a perp walk when he is arrested, according to his advisors, per The Guardian. He allegedly said that he didn't care if he got shot during the perp walk, claiming it would make him, quote, a martyr.
Well, where did he get that
win
info?
Him the 2024 election.
See, like,
did he actually say that?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see the quote. I mean, I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying I haven't seen that quote. But please share where you got that from. It'd be nice for you to put an article in here saying, like, where you got that from. But
well, then didn't he say something like that before? Like,
no, he said if he was shot in the street, his fans was still support. Or if he shot somebody in the street, his fans would still support him.
Like, oh, that's right. He said if he shot somebody. Yeah. Oh God.
Listen, do you not agree with that? Like, I absolutely.
It depends on who he shot.
No, I'm talking about him being arrested. I think he would love the picture of him in handcuffs. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. But I also think if you're going to do it, fucking do it. I mean, if you're going to build this whole thing up where Trump's getting arrested for this, why not just fucking do it?
There's a process, Chris.
I know there's a process. There is a process.
Yes.
But there's no reason why, if you're going to, say, arrest him, then fucking arrest him. Put him in handcuffs, arrest him.
Yeah, give him the Roger Stone treatment where you just raid his house at 4 in the morning and then you have CNN on the doorstep filming the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's variations to the whole thing, and that's part of the process, is there's many different avenues as far as being arrested or going to jail or any of that stuff, right, and being indicted. It could be a situation where you're indicted and you have to be in court at a certain date. Like, it can vary. The whole idea of arresting, like handcuffs, that was to me, that is a made-up thing by the media. It's been pushed like arrest, 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 arrest. And in your head, in my head, you think of like somebody does something bad, they get in handcuffs, and they go to jail. It's not how it works. Don't portray it like that then. Well, that's a debatable... Yeah, I mean, that's an arguable thing.
That's an issue we've always had with the media.
But he said it himself. He's going to be arrested.
Yeah, they want to arrest my ass. He said,
so, right? I'm just saying...
And,
like,
I mean, hasn't it worked for like all these propagandists? Look at AOC, look at Greta Thunberg.
Okay, wait a second, though.
AOC faked it.
Wait, you're saying it worked? Like, you honestly think the AOC worked for anything? You think that Greta Thunberg actually worked or just looked stupid?
Oh, yeah, bro.
It was
like,
criticized.
I'm just saying, like, the dumb people on Twitter, the dumb people who follow them are just like, oh, my God, look how brave they are. Oh, yes, she's standing up to the man, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, they definitely got a lot of publicity out of it.
For sure. And that's another form of winning, too.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I would say arguably that most of it was bad publicity, which publicity is publicity. I get that. But it was not received well. Most people thought it was fake and rigged.
On conservative sites, it wasn't perceived well.
Dude, but I saw Democrats with AOC that was like, hey, you know, yes, they talked to her and they removed her from an area, but like, come on, she was not in handcuffs. Like, she played this up. Like,
I think
they knew it.
I think because this has already all been kind of disproven in other courts before.
Yeah.
If they were to arrest him, like, do the whole handcuff thing, that's only be good for Trump.
Everybody agrees with that.
Yeah. That's why I think the publicity part of
not
it.
Not everybody.
If he gets arrested, actually, if he was to get actually arrested, and then it goes through this thing and it comes up to be a fucking nothing burger like everything else, he wins hugely.
Well, so like this guy at the last part of this guy's tweet, he says, "That's how sick and twisted Donald Trump really is. How in the world could anyone think that it's a good idea to have this nut job run the country again? If you were to win in 2024, democracy in our republic would die."
I've heard that so many times. That's dumb. I'm sick of hearing that shit. Democracy would have died with Hillary Clinton. That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're not a democracy. We're a republic, and we stand.
Yeah. I just think, like, you know I mean? I don't really... So when we bring up this guy here, what's his name? Krasenstein? Like...
Krakassenstein.
What is your take from it? Like, you brought this up. Are you agreeing with him or are you disagreeing with him?
No, I'm seeing how they're trying to twist this idea of him getting arrested is a very, very bad thing. And it's going to be looked at as shameful. It's going to be looked at as like, oh, my God, we've never seen a president ever get arrested.
True.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So this we've seen, you know, in our lifetime, we would have visual evidence of like Trump being handcuffed and walked down the street. That's what they want, because that will be posted every single place. You'd be like, really? This is what you want for your next president? You want a criminal? Because, you know what I mean? Like, somebody in handcuffs, they're just going to equate that with a criminal.
Some people, yeah.
I mean, the people that already think he's a criminal, yes.
Exactly. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to switch this thing. But those people who know that he didn't do anything wrong, it's just going to make that base stronger, more solidified. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just am saying, like, what this guy's saying, I agree with fully. Like, I fully agree with him. As far as this main one, where he's saying, like, Trump wants to be arrested in handcuffs. I think that Trump absolutely
would.
You think
he wants to be shot, though?
No,
this
I don't.
This is alleged.
That's, yeah, but he said that Trump said that. I don't know that that's true. I'm assuming that Trump is, he's a person that will take advantage of a situation. And if he is in handcuffs, he knows that his base will be riled up on it. And I've already said it before, and I'll say it again. I do not think his base is as strong as it was in 2016. And this would be the thing, to Chris's point, that would get a lot of them reengaged more than likely. Like, those people that are kind of like on the fence right now, it's like, oh, I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I'd rather have this. I don't know if he's really, they would be like, God damn, like, if, you know, you're going to stand behind him because you're like, this is injustice. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
And it would move a good portion of people back into his field.
Especially if it gets to the point in the court system where it's all proven to be a farce.
Well, yeah, there's always that, you know, thing of Trump going like, they're not after me, they're not after you, I'm just in their way, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, he proved that anybody can really run for president and win mm-hmm. against the frickin' COG, dude. I mean, the whole machine was up against this man, and he still won.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so it's like, if they go after him, it's kind of like they're going after that dream of becoming the president. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
So no one can really just go and be president if they go against the grain, you know what I mean? Because then they will try everything to break you and your family down.
Sure. I agree. And like, that's the thing is like, I do support Donald Trump. Like, I feel like that gets, I like debating, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like having good debates and back and forth and arguments. Okay. I do believe what I say. But at the same time, like, I do support Trump. I always have. I have a nice size. I don't say massive because my toy collection is massive. I have a nice size collection of Trump shit. I enjoy him. I think he's been great for the country. I think what he did for the country as president was very, very important. Did a lot of amazing things. Our economy was booming. I mean, people forget, and maybe they're remembering how good it was because it's been not good since, right? Yeah. We can agree on that. I will say, like, we had D on the show. She's one of our – not on the show. I'm sorry. We had D. We went and visited her. She's one of our listener Patreon members, amazing person. And we had this conversation. Me and Chris were going back and forth, and I was just like, D, what do you think? And she's like, I just feel like with the DeSantis stuff, it's a very, like, divisive thing. And I agree to an extent, right? Anytime somebody comes in the fray, it can be looked at as dividing. Like, you're trying to just put them in to divide the country. It's the same thing with the Kent situation, right? And the girl, I can't remember her name right off the top of my head.
St. John.
Yeah.
Heidi St. John. Like, people are like, she's only in it because she's trying to divide the party. Like, or she believes.
She thinks she could win.
She thinks she can win, and she believes something differently than he believes.
Yeah.
That's a real fine line of, like, hey, support him because he's our best chance, or saying, to Greg's point, I know you brought this up before, those third-party candidates, like, you don't want to just throw them off the side and be like, we don't support you at all because you're just going to ruin everything. Like, if they have great ideas, they have great ideas, bro.
Yeah.
So it's a weird kind of limbo-y situation because I think this, whether you guys like it or not, listening, like, this opens up the door for DeSantis. It does. Like, this whole thing is a door for a bunch of different things. If Trump is arrested.
Yeah, that's true. That's another reason why they would like to do this, because it makes DeSantis now a little bit more favorable because he hasn't been arrested.
Well,
right?
See, that's the thing is, like, I don't like always saying that, like, this is set up because they're trying to favor DeSantis. This is set up to – things happen, and things will happen because those things happen. That's what it is. Like, Trump, for whatever reason, that he's been the target since day one. We know this.
Yeah.
And they're making up these trumped up, no pun intended, charges on him that are bogus. And they've been doing this. This is a hit piece, right? But, like, DeSantis is also a politician, which Trump is a politician now. And he is going to be opportunistic as well as Trump would be.
Yeah.
So he's going to come in, which he already did. We have an article we'll talk about later. But he's going to come in if he decides to run, if he even does. And he's going to say, hey, listen, yeah, Trump, that's cool, man. He did a lot of great things. That's cool, man. But listen, if you guys want no drama and you want to just get back to actually, like, getting shit done, then I'm your candidate. And he'll be able to say that because Trump is. Regardless of whether we think it's right or not, he is in legal trouble all the time.
Well,
or people trying to push it.
That Krasenstein guy, I mean, he's a professional Twitter troll, right?
Sure.
That's just what he does. He, like, gets to troll people, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris don't have, but Trump will have tomorrow?
What's that?
A mugshot.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So it's like, that's what they're trying to blame this whole thing, put it like, hey, DeSantis doesn't have a mugshot. Right? He's not a criminal. Come on.
See, listen, that's one avenue. Like, that's a one-up that DeSantis can say he has and probably does have, right? He has less controversy than Trump.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not supporting DeSantis. If it was Trump and DeSantis at the end of the day, depending on how well the debates go, Trump is still my guy. I like Trump, dude. But I'm saying Trump is capable of fucking things up. Like, he is. He's capable of saying stupid shit, and he could, if he's not careful, get hurt by a DeSantis, who I think is a smart enough guy that he could play the field as well. So that's all I'm saying. You don't have to agree.
I kind of like it. I like when Trump says stupid shit because it then it proves that he's a real human.
You know, dude, what I mean? No,
like,
you're
DeSantis
talking about
is like a freaking robot. He's just like a plug and play politician. I'm just like, okay.
Sure, that's fine. That's a very good argument. Not debatable. It's a good argument. I get you. But like, there's a difference between being human and being off the cuff, which Trump is good at. When he is just going,
yeah,
he's funny, he's loose, he's very witty. I mean, that's all the stuff that we all love about Trump. But there are points where he makes tweets and he says things that you're just like, fucking dummy. God damn it. Like, why are you doing it? Like, there's no reason to. It was stupid. Now you got everybody talking. And then the whole, like, 3D chess. Like, I'm done with that shit. Like, Trump is capable of saying dumb shit. And that will hurt some people's view on Trump. It has. The Twitter.
Yeah. I don't think it's, like, 3D chess. I think it's more just politicking. I think he does shit to do because he knows people will talk about things. And he's the master at causing narrative shifts in the media and, like, distracting people. Like, no one was talking about Trump being arrested until Trump talked about being arrested.
Yes.
Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
And there was an advantage to be had of it. That's what this guy is saying. That Trump,
yeah, he at sets the end of the day, narrative a lot.
Yeah, he knows. And that's fine. That is politics. I totally agree. But there are things that he does that, like, says, and I don't have an example off the top of my head, but there's things that he has said in the past or done or choices that he's made that people have stepped back and been like, come on, man.
Yeah.
One prime example is when he when he was running for president and he was like talking about the judge that was going after him for the remain in Mexico policy or like something with his Mexico policy. He goes, oh, is the judge Mexican? Oh, okay. I see why now. You know what I mean?
That's not helping you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He's implying that.
But it also didn't ever hurt him.
I disagree with you.
What do you mean?
It's just unnecessary.
He would say all that kind of shit before in 16 and he fucking won. So
To an extent,
he did the exact. It's fucking Trump. He did the exact same thing.
Listen, I know, but here's the difference. You think that Trump's support is equal to 2016? I do not.
I think
that's where we're at. No, I'm being real. That's where you're at, and that's where I'm at. Right? We can agree to disagree on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so your take is that none of this has hurt him. My take is that it was a slow cutting of where now people are sick of it more than I think that you realize. I think that. Yes, it worked fine in 16 and it worked through his presidency, but I'm at the point where I think that all this little nonsensical stuff that kind of just was like, why is he doing this? What's this point? I think that is slow razor cuts over and over and over and over, and people right now are less enthralled with him.
Especially when the media clings on to those little tiny paper cuts and they make them fucking wounds, dude. Yes. Like, they will gash those things open every way they can. And that's what they do. Yeah. Every little tiny thing that Trump does, they magnify it and they amplify it to make it this humongous problem.
They've always
done
that.
Some people,
I know they have.
Exactly. But some people love it. Some people are like, oh, they're right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, he is a racist. Did you hear what he said at his rally about the snakes coming into the country? He was talking about Mexicans.
Yeah.
Did
you take the whole thing out of context, though? Because people only just listen to certain things. And they don't know the entirety of the whole conversation.
Agreed.
Like,
but how much do you think that would actually hurt the overall vote for him? Because you just said yourself, regardless of all that shit, you'd still vote for him.
Well, no. So here's the problem. Yes, that is true. But you also know my dissatisfaction with a few things that he's done, right? Not as a whole. Yeah. I think he's.
But that's not dissuading you from your vote.
Listen, because I think right now, like, first of all, DeSantis is not in the field. Okay, and who else is there? Like, there's some names that pop up here and there that are fine. Yeah. That's fine. And at the end of the day, like, I want Trump to debate against great people. That's what I want, because I feel like he will either shine and prove why he's deserving and why he is a great president and was a great president, or it's going to show and shine someone else. So what I'm trying to say is, it's not this DeSantis Trump thing, which a lot of people are on. Like, I don't like Trump. I want DeSantis. I don't like DeSantis. I want Trump. That's fine debate. But here's what it comes down to. If DeSantis decides to run, he's going to go up against Trump, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So DeSantis, it's going to be – the ball right now is in Trump's court. He is the front runner. That's obvious. That's why I support him, right? Because he already was president. He did great things. He's bombastic. He's funny. He does stupid shit. That's what it comes down to. Sometimes he does dumb shit. That's all fine. That's fine. DeSantis will come in the picture, and he's going to have to debate Donald Trump. And like I said before, what's going to happen is – he's going to go out there and he's going to murder. Like, DeSantis will be like, holy shit, like, this guy's way wittier and way more like.
Dude, I think DeSantis would do really well against Trump.
Okay, so my point is he's going to come into the light, because think of 2016, guys. You got a great group of people in there. Now, great, I don't mean you like them. I'm saying there was a heavy group of people.
Yeah.
Cruz.
Heavy
and Bush.
Handful.
There was a lot of big name people in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Big, juicy, heavy handfuls.
Trump went through them like fucking flies on a fly trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just catching them all, calling them names, doing it. People were laughing. They were having a good time.
Bush, right? You're a loser.
Exactly. So he ate them up. They weren't expecting it. Now, here's what I'm saying, and I would love to hear somebody argue this, because I don't see how you can. DeSantis is not those guys. Okay, you can say he's robotic, and I agree with you. He's politician robotic. I can agree with that. You can say that he got a lot of his cues from Trump. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But Trump started a movement. Of course, there's going to be people that follow in his footsteps.
Well, he follows everything Trump does, like his mannerisms.
Sure. That's fine.
And yeah. I think a lot of that is probably by design.
Yes. Yep.
Well, dude, I mean, come on, man.
People in, you know?
Like, why wouldn't you?
Like, if you're Bring Me the Rise and Devil Wears Prada and there's bands that come up that sound similar, that have their own take, that doesn't mean they're shit. They could be better in the long run.
No.
You have inspiration, bro. Like, I'm just saying, Trump always talks about Reagan, and that was his, like, the Reagan style, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, not everybody's just their own thing. They're created because of people around them and
no,
how the movement
I'm
works.
Not knocking him because
I know you're not. I know you're not.
Mimics him.
What I'm trying to get at is he's going to come in, and he's already had a name. Cruz had a little bit of a name. Bush obviously had the name.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people have been talking about DeSantis. What he's done with Florida has been really, really great. He's already got, like, this kind of aura around him because of what happened with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go into this if he decides to do so. And he's already got name recognition, and he's already kind of a, you know, he comes across as, like, a tough politician. Says all the right stuff, that kind of vibe. And it's going to be a tough challenge for Trump. So he'll either surprise everyone and destroy Trump in a debate, or he'll do really, really well, but Trump's going to show why he's Trump and beat him. And then at the end of the day, he'll be able to run in 2028.
But I think you said something really important there, too. It's like you said, not everybody is just the unique, and then they have their own ideas, where Trump is that unique individual setting the trend. I mean, he's the trendsetter.
Yep.
And DeSantis is picking up the trend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But,
and if it worked for Trump, then, yeah, it'll work for DeSantis. But it's like, why not just vote for Trump when he's there?
So that's actually an argument that's being used. And I think it's actually a very, very good argument. And I want to say once again, like, I do really like Trump. So this is, I'm having this debate because this is what people are talking about. Okay. Yeah. Trump is the trendsetter. You're right. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is, one guy used this term and I thought it was a great way to say it. If you could see the original band that you love, you would go pay to see the original band. You wouldn't pay to see the cover band. If they're still alive and they're still touring, you're not going to go see the cover band and not go see the original.
Yeah.
Trump is the original. DeSantis would be the quote unquote cover band. That makes perfect sense. The problem is if the cover band are killing it, they're playing great, they sound great, they have good gigs, good lights, good stage presence, and the original band is a fucking drunken mess. Now, Trump's not a drunk, but I'm just saying if they're fucking sloppy and they're making poor mistakes and they're missing shows or there's heavy drama around them, that may make people go see the cover band. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, I don't want to deal with the drama of it.
What you would do, though, is you'd be like, oh, it's not the original band is having problems. It's like the production crew is forcing these problems. You have the people around him causing all these problems. And then that's what they're trying to highlight is being like, hey, look, the band isn't having issues. Trump is not having these issues. It's the people around him that are causing these issues for him.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so highlighting that, magnifying that, and exposing that, that's the job of the real media, hopefully.
Well, see, this is a good analogy because I think you can go all over the place. You're right, 100%. But the average viewer, the person that doesn't really know much about the band, right, which is the average American who doesn't follow politics all that much,
mm-hmm.
is going to go to a show and they're going to see the band. And they're going to go, they fucking suck.
That's why you expose it. Be like, look,
I know, but
this
listen.
Guy set me up with shitty wires. Yeah, and but I have a crappy mic that went out.
Dude, I know, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like, you can expose it. That's fine. You could come out and say, hey, my crew fucked me and blah, 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 blah. But then you have to assume that people are hearing
that. Like Puddle
that.
Of Mud. My manager wants to destroy me behind my back.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, though. You have to assume that people are taking in that information and using it. Otherwise, they're just going to a show. And we've been there. I've been there. You go to a show and you're like, God, these guys are fucking terrible. And not once did I go, must be the sound crew. Must be the, you know, management.
Dude, I don't know. I remember we went with Tex one time, and he was like, dude, that guy does not know how to run
this. Tex is an engineer.
So I'm just saying they exist.
Yeah, I know. And people that look up information exist. We know
texts like run around being like, "Hey, the mixer's off. The mixer." No, but I'm just saying.
No, but text. What I'm saying is text specializes in that, and we specialize in watching the news and talking to you guys. So we view it differently than so and so.
There's also like there's YouTube where you look up other examples, and be like, "Dude, he sounds great over here. He sounds great over here. Like, yeah. What happened here? It must have been something else. Like, you can't just blame it all on one performance."
Manson,
you
know what I mean? Marilyn Manson has been terrible and amazing.
There you go.
Yeah, he's okay. had the best show. Well, that's debatable.
You never just judge him off of one performance.
No,
that's
that's the thing though. Is I look at him and I say, "Man, when I saw him in 1998, '99." He was phenomenal, bro. When I saw him in 2000, 2001, he was phenomenal. 2003, phenomenal. And then we went into a show at Roseland. He was not that great. And then I went and saw him again, and he was a little drunken mess, bro, and it wasn't that great. And now I just go,
But look at the Deftones.
I know, but Deftones were amazing.
They were fucking awesome. Then we went to go see him. They sucked ass.
And then I saw him again.
They were
great.
And they were fucking great again.
Yeah, but, now use your same example, and how do I feel about the Deftones?
I don't know.
You know how I am. I say, yeah, I like the Deftones, but they're not the best.
You said you'd vote for him for president.
No.
That's what you said.
When I talk about Manson, I always say? I say he was one of the best performers I've ever seen, but he doesn't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you can admit when somebody doesn't have it. And I'm not saying Trump doesn't. Trump does have it still, for sure.
I think if DeSantis actually does decide to announce, I think the debates – and whatever DeSantis decides to present as policy, that's going to be the hardest part for DeSantis, I think.
You think so?
No, I don't think so at all. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, Dave, you just said there was an article that came out where he's like, "I can beat Biden, and here's how I'm going to do it." Didn't he lay out how he was going to fucking beat everybody?
Well, he was on Piers Morgan and having the discussion about it.
Piers.
He says, "If I run, I'll be running against Biden." DeSantis tells Piers Morgan how he can. Now, see, they word that because they're trying to, and again, I'm fully understanding this. There is a divide that's trying to happen. People want it divided. At the end of the day, and I think Dee said it when we were hanging out, she says, "I don't really think that DeSantis and Trump really dislike each other. I think it's part of the game. It's part of the thing." And Trump went against Cruz, and then him and Cruz were fine. You know what I mean? Listen, when you're getting in this season, I watched the World Cup of Baseball, which is every 4 years. And it was the finals were yesterday, Japan versus America, right? The finals, big deal, dude.
The World Cup.
It's like the World Cup. It's the world teams all get together. So like in the MLB, this is relevant, I swear. In the MLB, there's Dominican Republican players, there's Cuban players, there's all kinds of shit, right? And they all play for their national team every 4 years, I think it is.
Okay.
And then they have a big tournament, basically. So it was Japan and America, which are generally the two best teams. Let's be real. Japan's an amazing team. They ended up winning. But at the last thing, it was a close game, dude. America was down 1 point. It was ninth inning, two outs. Mike Trout's up on the base, right? He's arguably the best player in the league, right? Amazing.
Well, there's Ben Salmon as well. I mean, Ben Salmon's right up there with Mike Trout.
Okay. Yeah. So here's my point.
Yeah, it's a made-up player.
I get it. My point is this. He was going against the pitcher, Japan. Was Otani or whatever his name is. He's the best, arguably one of the best players in the league as well. He plays for the same team as Mike Trout, the Angels. Okay, they're teammates.
Oh.
It was this big matchup. People were like, "Oh my God, the two best players in our generation, arguably, going against each other with two outs, ninth inning," and he struck Trout out, right?
Okay.
At that moment in time, they were not teammates. They were competitors. That's what I'm saying. Trout wanted to knock one out of the park. He wanted to strike Trout out. But at the end of the game, they go back to being teammates, and they're good friends, and they love each other
to
death.
It's like UFC fighters.
Yes.
Like they hate each other.
Yes.
Up until the point where after they fight, then they love each other again. They're like, "Hey, dude, let's
go." I think that's what it is. I think DeSantis knows how important Trump is. And I honestly think Trump knows how important DeSantis is for the future. Trump's fucking almost 80, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's getting there. Like, he understands that DeSantis is the future. Arguably, you never know what's going to happen, but right now that seems to be the case. They don't hate each other, bro. What DeSantis is saying in this article basically is he's going to run a campaign to go against Biden,
he's not going to be pushing against Trump.
No, he'll push, but I'm saying his whole goal is how do we beat Biden?
Yeah,
which is probably a smart move. And this is where I don't care if you don't like him. I don't care if you like Trump or you hate to, I don't care any of that stuff. But this is where I was talking about a couple weeks ago when we were having some debates back and forth, that Trump needs to hone his shit in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Trump goes out and makes it all about me and the arrest and the blah, 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 you know, people right now are looking at the economy and they're worried. There's strikes. There's all kinds of shit going on with money, home costs. All this shit is a big deal to an average person.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, if DeSantis goes in and he hones in on that, I'm going to fix the housing market. This is what we're going to do with the economy, blah, 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 blah. And Trump goes out and he makes it about himself. All there's going to be problems.
Well, I mean, that he's going to be doing both.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because he's already, he releases something about his, whatever his policies are going to be, like weekly.
Trump does? Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I know. But listen, whether he plans it or the media does it, we know the media is corrupt as shit, bro, and they want it, right? Trump has the choice because, Greg, you just said it. He has the chance to change the narrative, right? On a whim. He can change the narrative.
Trump can?
Yeah. Right? So that we acknowledge that, right?
Yeah.
He could change the narrative of, hey, how about this? Yeah, you know what? I'm probably going to be arrested because these guys are corrupt as shit. But you know what? I'm running a campaign, and I still want to talk about what's important to the American people. And we got a housing problem. We got an economy problem. I'll take care of my shit. We know they're corrupt. I'm going to take care of it. We'll get it done. And I appreciate your guys' support, but we still have a fucking problem to deal with. That's what needs to be said. And if DeSantis decides he's going to be that guy that's going to just hit the policy mm-hmm. and Trump doesn't, I think that's a mistake. That's
well,
what I'm saying.
Trump calls that out all the time, dude. He's like, that's why I'm being arrested, because this is a corrupt system. Right, and he says certain things like,
"Well, I think he did
all the time."
He just released one thing yesterday, the day before yesterday, about what he's going to do with like the FBI and federal agencies. How he's going to like reinstate his order that he put in 2020, where he's going to overhaul all these agencies and
get rid of a lot of them. I mean, just dissect them, get rid of the ones you don't need. At least like minimize the workforce. I just found a clip where Ron DeSantis was talking to Piers Morgan. It's a 45-second clip.
Okay.
I bookmarked it. I haven't listened to it, but, I mean, I guess this will give us some
What's
idea.
Say, oh, this is DeSantis. From Krasenstein again?
Yeah, so I don't even want to read what he says. But
well, let's read what he says. It says
DeSantis
essentially tells Piers that he can't spell.
Oh.
He's the same as Donald Trump, except he would have fired Dr. Fauci. That's basically what he's saying. He can't spell.
And he'd hire only other fascists to work in the government. So he's calling Ron DeSantis a fascist lover.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I didn't want to read it.
I
just wanted to play
I know, but it's important to get what he's trying to say, because there's two sides to everything.
I don't know how to spell the sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we go with that. That's fine. You know, you call me whatever you want.
What are the differences between you? Well, I know that I know him very well. Having now spent time with you, I could immediately identify a few differences. But what do you think of the differences?
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things. I mean, obviously, you know, the approach to COVID was different. I mean, you know, I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think that he got way too big for his britches, and I think he did a lot of damage. I also think, just in terms of my approach to leadership, you know, I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. You bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that.
Okay. So what's your take?
Your own agenda. I mean, to be fair, everybody brings in their own agenda, quote unquote, unless it's like your agenda is written for you before you walk in the door. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're not bringing your own ideas as president, whose ideas are you bringing? Right?
Yeah, I don't.
You work with like the people that you hire.
Yeah, to
create your ideas.
Yeah, you say you're. You could say that either way. I mean, your agendas could be for the people, but it's still your agenda. It's still what you're
exactly.
wanting to do.
I don't know that that's what he was trying to say right there.
Yeah, he
feel like what he's saying is you bring in people that are representing the people that you're trying to president, right?
Yeah.
That you're trying to govern. And you have them come up with ideas in their districts and shit, like how government's supposed to work, right? They bring up their own ideas. They get what their people need in their communities. And I will say that, like, that was a real glaring spot with Trump, that he had people in government. Now, see, back then when we had that happen, we were just like, he's exposing them. That's what's going on. Like, he's trying to – but nonetheless, he had Bolton in. Like, he had these people that were garbage, that were in his cabinets and shit, that were working with him. Why ever he brought them, who knows? But they were arguably terrible choices and ended up being bad choices
oh, yeah,
for
dude.
Him. So that was
he did kind of expose them. You know what I mean? Like Fauci, no one knew who Fauci was until this whole COVID thing hit. Okay. And then now everybody is blaming Fauci. Look, I mean, if Fauci wasn't on his team calling all these shots, Fauci would not be in the limelight and he wouldn't be in trouble right now, right? Like yeah, but his popularity is slipping.
Okay, but let me fight against that a tad bit here, bro. Had he not been in the administration, we may not be in the situation we're in either. Like, no, you, well, but if you put a criminal maybe, in a store and say, have at it.
He didn't put Fauci there, though. Fauci had been there for decades.
But I'm just saying that's like something you can't really know, dude. Like, that's like a, you know, we don't know what would have happened.
I know
if
we
somebody
don't.
Else was.
I know we don't, Greg. But I'm saying, like, he had already had major things around the AIDS situation in the 90s. Like, this guy has not been some clean-cut fucking dude.
Exactly. And no one really knew about him.
Yeah, but.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, he was a corrupt motherfucker, non-elected. He's been in the government for a long, long time, like 50 fucking
could
years.
I mean, he's not wrong. Did you know who Dr. Fauci was before Trump?
No, but I feel like you're avoiding the major problem. Like, yes, Fauci was seen by Trump. We know that. And, like, but you're saying he was the face of this whole thing. Was he not?
Fauci?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
so but he Lewinsky. Is the health. He is that position. He was that position before Trump.
I know, but he could have been fired.
Yeah,
and Trump could like. This is the point I'm trying to make. Like, oh man, I just feel like. Listen, I'm nobody. I don't like. No one's. Trump's not listening to me. DeSantis is certainly not listening to me. Like, no one's listening to me. Like, my opinion is my opinion, and I like this going back and forth because I think it's real. I think it's a real conversation, and there's problems, but like. You guys are trying to gloss over the fact that, like, because Fauci was in, like, it exposed him. Of course it did. But the problem is people looked at him as the person because Trump had him in, because he had him at the fucking press conferences, and then he dictated shit. Like, you can't tell me that he didn't dictate the way people think about this whole pandemic. And he allowed, so you're saying that you're allowing that to happen and allowing the country to go down a dark path where people are totally misinformed about the vaccine, about how many deaths there are.
It's easy to talk about this in retrospect, but in the real time, everybody was like, oh, okay, yeah, Fauci's the guy. He's been here for decades. He knows what he's doing. He has, like, all of these doctorates and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's the most experienced person for that role. Like, at that time, why would you not put Fauci at the top right there?
That's fine.
Like, why would you not?
That's fine.
Well, that's the whole point why he did it.
Did he ever let him go? Did he ever let him go?
No, but I'm like, why would he? At that time, I'm just saying.
Right? I mean, I disagree with
was
you.
Fauci,
I feel like, I
was
feel
Fauci
like people
doing
were
a lot of things that Trump was against at that time.
I have no
or
idea.
Or was Trump kind of just
remember.
Going along with it? Being like,
maybe.
Okay, Fauci, yeah, let's do it.
Maybe. But I'm saying there were people that were, and us included, that in the very beginning of this, we even like, let's talk about the weeks leading up to the whole pandemic, right? We were watching the videos and shit, and we were like, ooh, man, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a video like titled literally like, is this going to be a thing? Like, or whatever it was. Like, is COVID-19 going to be something or not? Like, it was something to that effect.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We were just seeing videos. We didn't know what was happening. We talked about that before. And I think Trump and everybody else was on the same boat. Like, oh, this could be really bad. But it wasn't very long, dude. It was not very long that a lot of people were recognizing, like, I don't think this is as bad. And, like, numbers were coming out and things were not adding up right. And he was the leader of the free world, man. Like, he had people in his cabinet. He couldn't have not looked at it and been like, I don't know if this is adding up the same way. Like, that's all I'm trying to say. Like, I don't like the idea of, like, putting someone in just to expose them. That's stupid because you cause damage by doing it.
No. Like, I'm just saying he would have put in somebody else. You don't know. He put in the most experienced person that he saw and that was recommended to him at the time.
But Fauci,
I don't,
you're saying why he didn't
until later.
I think Dave's saying, why didn't he remove him later?
And here's the other thing. Like, Fauci beforehand was heavily criticized, bro. Like, I know you can say, like, right now that he was the most experienced and all that stuff, and that's probably fair. But I'm just saying, like, the man was not removed from controversy, bro. Like, he made very, very poor decisions.
Oh, yeah. The whole AIDS
and
thing?
So, like,
and recommending the drug for the AIDS, HIV, like, that killed HIV-infected people? Yes.
But I'm saying, like, say he was like, okay, hey, God, the Fauci's, he might be the guy, right? Like, Trump. Hey, Fauci probably knows a little about it. Let's get him on board. Like, you could have said, like, well, let's bring someone else on board, too. Like, let's have a couple different people that can all have different ideas. That way there's not one person running the show, which was Fauci.
Yeah.
Okay, well, did DeSantis shut down Florida?
No. Not really.
In the initial start of it? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
He was shut down for a little while.
Okay. What's your point, man? Like, what's the point?
I'm just saying, like, DeSantis has done stupid shit, too. So I'm like...
Dude, no, you're... No.
He was
no.
in charge.
We were all in the same boat, man. That's what I'm trying to say that right now. Everybody didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
So,
that's
fine.
That's why he hired Fauci.
That's fine. But Fauci's still in. Like, he's still in. Has been. Was
yeah,
the entire time. Was the entire time. That Trump was... The remainder of when Trump was president with Biden. Like... It's not the point that started it.
Granted, Fauci was there in the last year that Trump was even president. And in that year, that's when, towards the end of that year, is when all the information started coming out that everyone was like, this isn't what it is.
Like, yeah, if he would have fired Fauci at the time, it would have been really, really bad optics. Like, because like at the time, Fauci was doing nothing wrong. A lot of people were following Fauci, right? Like, the media was propping this guy up as, like, Time Person of the Year, inviting him to throw the first pitch at baseball games.
Well,
horribly,
I'm
mad.
Times Person of the Year.
Yeah.
It's not a good argument.
But it's like, but no, I'm just saying, like, they were propping this guy up, and if Trump fired him at that time, they would have been like, Trump wants this whole economy to get worse. He wants this thing. Because the media was just on his ass.
And who cares? To your guys' point,
well,
what
I'm saying is, come 2020, when Trump was gone in anyway... Mm-hmm. It wasn't at the point where everyone was like, Fauci's a piece of shit. It wasn't there yet.
Dude, I actually disagree with you. I remember going back when Fauci was up there talking. We had conversations. Who is Fauci? What is his past like? And if we knew his past and were able to learn it, then they knew his past. And knew it.
Because I'm looking at like articles right here. It's like Trump didn't fire Fauci because it would have turned Fauci into a martyr. Same thing that they're saying about Trump wanting to be arrested. And potentially, allegedly, he wants to be shot because it would turn him into a martyr. And I'm finding articles from CNN Politics saying, can Trump fire Fauci? Technically, no. And they're describing, like...
No, he can't.
Rationale why Trump can't even fire Fauci, so...
He can't necessarily fire him, but he didn't have to put him on the stage with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't just fire him from the NIH or whatever the fuck, NADI or NAIDI or whatever the fuck... He can't do that. I'm just saying he used him on stage as his voice for the pandemic. He did.
For sure, dude.
And so it's not about making a mistake. People make mistakes all the time. But for you to say like they were going to use him as a martyr and they were going to go after Trump, they already do. What was the difference between this and him with Stormy Daniels or anything for that matter? Like, that's not an excuse. They were going to go after him no matter what. If Trump would have came out and said, you know, I don't agree with shutting the entire economy down. Like, listen, what he's saying is fine. Like, yeah, we need to be protected, all that shit, masks, whatever the fuck. That's fine. But, like, the idea of shutting everything down, like, I can't get on board with that, and that's why we had to let him go. We'll get some other opinions in here,
and we'll
see what we can do.
Trump did say that at the beginning. Like, he didn't want to really shut everything down, but he still did. I agree with you. Trump did bad things, dude.
No, he left it to the states.
Well, eventually, yes, but there was a federal 15 days to slow the spread. Like, that was a federal government shutdown. Like, he closed... Everybody going in and coming out, right? Like the airports were all shut down.
I mean,
everything was shut.
Listen, man, I love you guys. I do. I love Trump. I like DeSantis as well. I do. I like them both. I think they both could bring something to the table that's interesting. I think we already know what Trump can do, and I think that's an amazing thing, right? And I think DeSantis has potential to do amazing things as well. I do. I wish they'd work together, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is,
how do we know where they're not? I mean,
I know, but here's the thing that I like, and it's, this is not a reflection to you guys, okay? Like, by any means, I'm not talking about you necessarily, but what I notice is like, there's a lot of people that talk about him when it comes to Trump, and it's that whole do no wrong thing. And I'm not saying that's what you guys are saying, but I'm just saying like, he is a politician now. He is potentially going to run the country again. He already did.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like there are avenues that he's made some critical mistakes. And in order to have those, we have to have those discussions. And the people are
Trump
is, he's not losing support. Like, I mean, Chris, you do that a little bit. But, like, you're not being real. I don't think that's being real. Like,
yeah, if you watch Anomaly, have you ever watched Anomaly?
My wife
debate?
Loves Anomaly, but I haven't watched a lot. Yeah.
No, like, watch some of his stuff, dude. That guy rattles off all of the reasons why Trump needs to be criticized. And it's fucking 100% accurate. And I've seen him debate people on Instagram. I'm David Harris Jr. Mm-hmm. He had a debate with David Harris Jr. Fucking, it was great, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
David Harris Jr. was like, you know, calm and collected. He's like, doing, that's not what I'm saying. Anomaly gets a little frantic here and there. Sure. But he's spitting facts.
Yeah.
So you got to be like, dude, yes, let's dive into this. Please.
And I've never denied that Trump is losing some supporters. That's a real thing. Yeah, people are walking away. But you can't deny that he is also gaining other people. Like, it's not a one-way thing. He's losing some supporters, but he's also gaining some supporters. So is he actually losing in numbers? We don't know.
Yeah, even with a poll, like, you're not going to know. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
that's why I think that the overall amount of support, yeah, I don't think has really swayed.
Yeah, but I don't look at it as, I think it's swayed a lot. I don't think that it's like, I don't look at it as a bad thing. And I know a lot of people listening to this back and forth conversation might think that I'm just being negative, and that's not the situation. The problem is that we can get into a situation where you're a homer. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And people can be homers to certain teams, certain politicians. They do no wrong. Like, there's no way. And the problem is when you are only looking at, like, well, this is good. I mean, we're good, man. Like, he's solid, bro. Like, you get to a situation where you get surprised because you didn't expect what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that is something that you have to, like, get yourself out of that because, and that's not a negative. Like, Trump needs to always self-evaluate. DeSantis needs to always self-evaluate. We have to self-evaluate. Like, everyone has to go, okay, am I doing the right thing?
Do you think Trump actually self-evaluates?
I don't know.
I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know. And that's,
does not,
that's
like
what I've been saying is a critical problem that he has. Because if,
yes,
you,
dude,
if you
that's
go in there,
been my fucking thing about him. Yeah. He's like, he thinks he's the shit no matter what, and he can do no wrong.
Exactly. And, like, that's a characteristic that it is what it is, right? Like, that's his thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of positives to being that confident. There are also negatives, because when you lose, you just go, like, I never saw this coming. Like, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. But I'm saying, in order for Trump to be the best Trump he can be, he needs somebody to come up against him that's tough and that's going to push him to be better. That's why I think DeSantis is positive, win or lose. I think DeSantis will be a positive move. But Trump needs to start focusing on the shit that's important, because I think personally that he's losing support. Or has, at least, over the years. Now, right now, it's campaign season. That might come back a little bit, right? But I'm just saying, if he allows this stuff to take over, which it is, and he doesn't start kind of playing that, like, hey, you know what they're going to do. This is how they're going to handle it. We already know this, guys. We know the media is always after me. We know these DAs are corrupt. We know the government's corrupt, and they're going to go after me. We've seen it for years now. Mm-hmm. But we have a job to do, and we're going to stick to that job, and I'm going to campaign, and I'm not going to even talk about this shit that much. Like, it's going to pan out the way it's going to pan out. This is a bunch of bullshit. It's not going to happen. So I'll deal with that, but let's talk about the politics. Let's talk about the economy. And he does that, then he's going to be good. But if he keeps he's talking about himself over and over.
No, I mean, he does his whole politics thing. Like, he does both. Like, he releases videos about what he's going to do all the time, like Chris was saying. He makes truth posts and, you know, short minute clips, some of them are longer, but he talks about his plan and what he's going to do. I mean, like, more babies? Like, he wants to pay people to have babies so, like, we can repopulate the earth or some shit. And I'm like, I don't know about federal planned welfare, you know what I mean? Like, that does not sound like something I'm into, but he throws his ideas out there, and, you know, they don't get that much, I don't think, play, because Truth Social is not that big of a platform. You know what I mean? So him maybe coming back to Twitter might be a good thing for this whole, you know, propagating his ideas. And, you know, like you said, it's election season, so he's got to do it, right? Or at least somebody has to do it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, media's got to media, bro. They're going to do their shit.
I don't think that was like a welfare for babies. It's probably going to be, because we already have that. That's what the tax credit and all that shit is.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's just, I think he wanted to up it or something.
But what I was going to say is, you guys have a really good chance of finding out exactly what he's spitting out of his mouth, because you're going to be going to the rally here on Saturday.
I hope right? Yeah, I mean, we haven't fully decided, but.
Well, I applied for the
You guys have to go.
Yeah,
the media.
Listen, I would love to go because it would just be an experience that I've been wanting to see him speak, and I think it would be an experience.
It is the first rally for his 2024 campaign, the very first one.
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's right, yeah. But regardless, I definitely want to go, and I definitely want to hear what he has to say. The problem is like, it's such a shit show. That, like, you know, like, that would suck. I hate dealing with that shit.
It's a pain in the ass, yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. But regardless, like, it's not an opportunity that we've never had the opportunity because he's never really gone to the Northwest anywhere near us. So, like, obviously.
I think he went to Eugene once, but that's, like, 3-4 hours away.
Yeah. And that's, like, the battleground, you know what I'm saying? Eugene's, like, the Democrat fucking stronghold, baby. Like, that, I don't want to deal with that shit either. I don't think that would be the same case here, but. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we got to figure out. I definitely want to.
I already applied for the media credentials.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We knew that. We applied for a media credential. I doubt we're going to get that. But either way.
Never know.
Regardless, like, we'll probably end up going, honestly. Yeah. Like, I don't see why we wouldn't. And you know, I don't know, man. I wish, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, he's not going to listen to us, and none of these guys give a shit at the end of the day. They're in the positions they are because of what they're doing. I just think that, like, I don't want to be foolish about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be foolish about the idea that, like, he's unstoppable. Like, he's going to be unstoppable, because that may not be the case. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to work hard.
I think I'm worried 100%. We were talking about the machines and just the whole process, like our system.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of people that trust our system right now, and that hasn't been fixed.
Yeah, it hasn't.
So what are we doing about that? That is the number one issue on my book that I think Carrie Lake is addressing. She's doing a fantastic job in her district, right? Mm. So it's like, why can't we up that to a larger scale and just literally just focus on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's prioritizing. That's what it is for me. It's prioritization. And I think this is a thing that's happening. I think people are talking about it, rightfully probably to some extent. But I wish that he would change the narrative a little bit, because we still have some issues that, you know, I think are not being settled, and this is kind of the distraction, if you will. But he can change that if he wants to. You know what I'm saying? If he gets arrested and he's in handcuffs, he could say, like, don't let this fool you guys. I'm gonna, you know, I mean, we're still working on the economy, bro. Like, I'm gonna get shit done. That looks better. And then people are like, Trump being arrested still talks about the economy. That's something. You know what I'm saying? People are like, look at this guy, man. He's getting arrested and he's still, like, looking out for us. Like, that's the kind of shit.
Where's Melania? Melania, make sure to wash the bed sheets when I'm in jail.
Yeah,
I want to be sleeping on my beautiful ghost bed.
I miss you, honey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think it's an interesting.
Well, we'll see what happens later today.
I mean, they're all politicians, man. At the end of the day, they're politicians. So it's like, put your trust in who you will, but it's, you know, enter at your own risk.
I will be disappointed if he actually doesn't get in handcuffs, though.
Yeah, right. You want to see?
I want to see it.
I don't think they're gonna. They said that they weren't gonna do a perp walk if it actually happens. It would be behind closed doors.
That's chicken shit.
Yeah, man, you just take it like a champ, huh?
Yeah, well, fuck, if you're gonna do it, fucking do it.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't trust the system at all. Anyway, so regardless of what you think about him, like, I don't trust any of these people coming up with some phony bullshit. So, anyways, we'll see, man. It's starting to ramp up in that time where, hey, man. It's strategy now. It's all strategy going forward.
I think this does, honestly. Everyone has said it. It's going to be nothing but good for him if this all happens.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
That publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Greg,
on, gentlemen.
Love chatting with you. Chris, love chatting with you, man. You guys are rad. And
cheers,
we will see you first thing in the morning.
Later, guys.
Bye now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.